I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Republicans are again calling for an independent commission to draw new legislative maps. Democrats make up a supermajority in both chambers of the General Assembly. They want to charge ahead with map-making this spring using the regular legislative process. House Republican leader Jim Durkin says eliminating partisan control is a moral imperative in order to gain back public trust in government. That's after a series of federal investigations into mostly Democratic politicians. Leader Durkin.
This is the ultimate ethics reform as far as I'm concerned. The scandal that's currently playing out in state government and also in local government is a byproduct of absolute, unbridled, unfettered control that the Democrats have had on the legislative process, not only in Springfield, but also in Cook County and also Chicago.
If lawmakers miss a June 30th deadline to agree on new maps, the process is handed off to a commission where partisan advantage is determined by random chance. Such a commission has been convened four times in five decades. Democrats won an extra seat on the panel three times. In other news, an Illinois House measure would require the state to tackle gun violence as a public health issue. Christine Herman has more.
The bill calls on the state's Department of Public Health to conduct a study looking at ways to prevent and reduce firearm violence in Illinois. Speaking on the 21st show, Democratic State Representative Kathleen Willis from Chicago says she supports the measure, saying if we can understand why some communities are more affected by gun violence than others, we'll know how to best direct resources.
If we can look at it as a holistic approach, maybe we can break the cycle of violence. And that's what the goal always is.
Willis says IDPH could conduct the study in partnership with private institutions like the University of Chicago's Crime Lab in order to build on prior knowledge. I'm Christine Herman.
An Illinois lawmaker wants to make it illegal for employers to require you to get the COVID-19 vaccine. State Representative Joe Sosnowski of Rockford filed a measure that would make it a violation for an employer in Illinois to require a vaccine that was approved for emergency use authorization by the FDA. WREX-TV reports the bill was moved to the Rules Committee for more debate. And Midwestern Pet Foods is recalling 10 brands of dog and cat food produced in Monmouth, Illinois. This is the second recall from Midwest Pet Foods this year. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Heartland Regional Medical Center celebrated Doctor's Day by giving back to the community. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports.
Every year, Heartland Regional Medical Center gives all their doctors a gift for Doctor's Day. But this year, the doctors chose to give a gift to the Boys and Girls Club of Southern Illinois. Heartland Regional presented the Boys and Girls Club with a check for $25,000 that will help to open a new site in Marion. CEO Tina Carpenter says they are renovating a church on 4 acres in Marion, and this donation is a big step in reaching their goal of $400,000.
It's extremely important, especially in getting our Marion site open. We're a nonprofit, so we have to raise our funds. We can't and don't want to rely all the time on grants because grants come and go. So it's important for us to be successful for the community to support us.
The Marion site is scheduled to be open this June. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
Illinois' top technology official is offering some advice about choosing a secure password. Illinois Chief Information Officer Chris Britton says your password is the first line of defense against hackers. It should include letters, numbers, and characters, and the longer the better. He says you shouldn't have the same password for multiple accounts, but notes when updating it's okay to use a variation or rearrange a password.
Putting characters at the beginning, putting characters at the end, changing some of the letters inside the password to numbers. So that way you won't forget it, but you put some complexity in changing those numbers, putting those characters in there to make it different.
It's best not to use a password with your birthday or names of your kids because those are a little too obvious. Good morning, I'm Leah Lerner.